Desai.
Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Dear listeners, loving Sai Rams and greetings from Prashant Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the entire universe. A warm welcome to all of you for today's Thursday Live, and this is a segment, Service, Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. At the very outset, dear listeners, let us all collectively offer our most humble, prayerful, grateful pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagawan Sri Satya Sai Baba, the voice and listener of Radio Sai Global Harmony. The time right now in our studio is 11:45 a.m. and Prashant Nilayam is very pleasant and in a festive mood of Dasera. Today is 15th of October 2015 and day before yesterday started the Gram Seva, the Sri Satya Sai Gram Seva that happens every year during the occasion of Dasera for about 10 days where Swami's students go to the villages around Puttaparthi and give Swami's prasadam in the form of food packets and saris and dhotis to the villagers. And tomorrow starts the Vedapurusha Saptah Jnana Yajnam, which is another part of Dasara celebrations at Puttaparthi. Today is 15th of October and today is a very prominent day as it happens to be the Mahasamadhi day of Shirdi Sai Baba, the previous avatar of Bhagwan. According to Western calendar, it happens to be today, that is October 15, and according to Hindu calendar, it happens to be on 22nd of this month, the Vijayadashami day. And today also happens to be the birthday, 84th birthday of late Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam. And on that occasion, let me quote few of his inspiring sayings, which I like the most. They go like this. You have to dream before your dreams come true. To succeed in your mission, you must have single-minded devotion to your goal. Don't take rest after your first victory, because if you fail in second, more lips are waiting to say that your first victory was just a luck. All birds find shelter during a rain, but eagle avoids rain by flying above the clouds. Man needs difficulties in life because they are necessary to enjoy the success. If you want to shine like a sun, first burn like a sun. All of us do not have equal talent, but all of us have an equal opportunity to develop our talents. Be more dedicated to making solid achievements than in running after swift but synthetic happiness. Without your involvement, you can't succeed. With your involvement, you can't fail. Well, dear listeners, these are few of the inspirational sayings by Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam, which I like the most, and today happens to be his 84th birthday. Well, coming back to today's segment, Service, Love in Action, today I'll be playing for you a conversation that Mr. Gene Massey, a long-standing devotee of Bhagwan, had with few members of the Satya Sai organization. And in this, the members of the organization talk about the service activities that is happening in East Godavari district of Andhra Pradesh. So let's listen to this conversation.
Sai Ram, Radio Sai listeners, this is Gene Massey and Naresh Sharma traveling throughout India making a film about all the wonderful Sai service projects that are going on in India right now. We just happened to be returning from a wonderful Sai service project in the East Godavari district, and we have with us in our car, we're traveling in a car back from the tribal areas, and we have in the car with us Mr. Suresh Kumar, who's the correspondent for the Sri Satya Sai Gokulam English Medium School. He was previously the Regional Youth Coordinator for East and West Godavari Districts of Andhra Pradesh. We also have in the car with us Mr. Shyam Sundar, who's the Zonal Convener of Rajahmundry in the Andhra Pradesh District. And we have Mr. Venkatesh Warlu, who's the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program for the East Godavari District. And Naresh Sharma, who's with us, is a Sevadal, previous Sevadal from Vrindavan, and a film director from Mumbai, who's traveling with us throughout India. And so tonight we're going to be talking about this wonderful service that this group is doing in the tribal areas. But first, I would like to start with Mr. Suresh Kumar and ask him, tell us, what is a tribal area? What exactly are tribal people here?
Sai Ram Jean. Tribal people are basically those people who are living in villages in the notified tribal area. Typically, these areas are in the higher locations, in the hilly areas of the district, and it is governed by Integrated Tribal Development Authority.
As we discussed earlier, there are people that have had at some point very little contact with the outside world.
That's right. Most of these people would be living in very remote villages where accessibility is minimal. They do not have good road communication, and other kinds of communication is also quite difficult. And because of these reasons, these villages are cut off from the mainstream life.
Venkatesh, you are the in charge of the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program, and if you could tell me a little bit about what that is exactly and how it works.
Satya Sai Village Integration Program is a program decided by Swami to serve the tribals in and around tribal areas. Basically, this is a project Swami has decided to do the service to the tribal people.
Now, we were discussing earlier that Swami himself had actually told you to do some service in that area, in this area. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? How that came about?
By Swami's grace, he has provided water to 212 villages in and around East Godavari district. Out of this, along with the water, Swami has suggested us to go other services like medical services, hygiene services, and awareness, bal vikas services, and etc.
Shyam, you are the zonal convener of Rajahmundry, and can you tell me how the youth and the other Sevadals in this area, how you have gotten them interested in this type of service?
Sai Ram sir, we are procuring from Rajahmundry town and Rajahmundry around Rajahmundry nearly 13 samitis. We procure Sevadal for do service in the SSVIP villages like bal vikas and medical, kitchen gardening, that is agriculture, and like all the 8 departments in the our prescribed by the our organization. Regularly, every month, we'll go there and we'll do service all the 25 villages.
Can you tell me how many people will participate in this on a monthly basis?
Sevadal?
Yes.
In medical service, nearly 15 members we are going every monthly. Other bal vikas is 4 to 5 members, and agri tech is also 5 members, like that.
And this comes from how many centers participate in this activity?
In my zone, nearly 15 seva kendrams is there.
Now, Suresh, earlier you were telling me that it's quite a distance up in the hills up there. You want to tell me a little bit geographically what it's like to get there and that sort of thing?
Typically, we have to travel about 80 kilometers on a lower range, and on the higher range, a few of the Sevadal, they travel about 220 kilometers to get to these villages from the other extreme of the district. And it's quite an arduous travel, but undertaking this travel, most of the Sevadal who especially travel from the extreme end of the district, they get up early in the morning, maybe about 2:30 or 3 a.m. in the morning. They finish all the work and they take the journey to reach pretty early and start their work in the villages.
You were telling me earlier that you're doing the village, how many villages, and you said you're doing it in stages, and can you describe that?
Swami's water project covers about 212 villages in East Godavari district, and Swami instructed that the development should not stop just by giving drinking water. Swami specifically said that a holistic development has to be brought about in these villages, and that was the main idea behind launching the SSSVIP in these villages. Since all the villages cannot be covered at one go, we thought of undertaking it in a phased manner, and in each of the phases we select about 25 villages, and typically we spend about 2 years in each of the phases.
And the people, you were telling me earlier that the people initially, when you first came in these very remote tribal areas, that the people were actually afraid of you, and I believe you said some of them were, they didn't have proper clothing and things like that.
As we earlier discussed, Gene, most of these villages are remote and they're cut off from the mainstream cities and towns. Because of this, they are still in a very primitive living conditions, so they don't get too many visitors or outsiders visiting their villages. So it's mostly within them that they conduct everything. So when there are any strangers visiting them, they get a little bit apprehensive. So initially we had to adopt various ways to break the ice and form a kind of a rapport with them, and for doing that we took our Mahila Sevadal as well, because women are more acceptable and they have a way of love and affection towards which they get along with them. So when we took our Mahila Sevadal along, they started interacting with the women folk of the villages, and that was one of the ways wherein we started building trust in them. And other strategies that we adopted were to reach the children of the village and start Balvikas classes. And another good, very good strategy that we adopted was to conduct medical camps in all the villages where we wanted to take up these activities. Since most of these remote villages did not have good medical facilities, the moment we took up medical camps, we conducted medical camps and started treating them, that proved to be a great way of winning the trust of the villagers.
Earlier you showed me some pictures where you were actually cutting the fingernails and washing their hair and things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the, kind of list some of the service activities that you're performing for them?
When we started these village integrated program, we undertook a survey to basically understand the baseline level of the villages. So while we undertook the survey, we arrived at the major problems that are afflicting their lifestyle. So based on that particular problem complex that they are facing, we planned our service activities in 8 different areas. The 8 different areas are education, medical, agriculture, infrastructure, individual care, social care, spiritual care, and providing employment to unemployed. So these are the main 8 activity areas in which we started providing services, and under each of the activities we had formulated certain objectives based on whatever feedback we got from the initial survey, and we went about achieving those objectives.
I think it's wonderful what you're doing up there now.
Regarding the medical, Bhagavan's grace, the tribal people are very happy, and the ITDF East Godavari is very happy, and our Sevadal is very happy, and our doctors are also very happy doing this medical service in tribal area. Regarding the medical, every month we are going to tribal area, first Sunday, nearly 100 to 120 members we are examining, 4 to 5 villages, and any referral case, we will bring that referral case to Rajahmundry. We will do surgeries like that, any major complaints, we will finish it at Rajahmundry. And the patient is also very happy in this occasion. Thank you.
You know, what fascinates me, and you know, in America, people on Sunday don't always do this type of service. What is it that you think that inspires people to do service that, like this, that's so wonderful?
Basically, it's the satisfaction what they get out of serving others, because all the Sevadal who are participating in this particular program, they are inspired by the words of Swami: love all, serve all, and help ever, hurt never. So because of the kind of inspiration that they had received from Swami's words, they come out of pure love towards these villages. And in my experience, what I've seen is that certain youth who had come new into the organization, they were purely inspired by the sheer determination and love which is being shown towards the villagers by the Sevadal. The kind of activity, the magnanimity in which the activity is being carried, that itself is had been an inspiration to the newcomers. And that keeps all the Sevadal who are participating in this program to go on and on.
Now, Venkatesh, can you go into a little greater detail on the Sri Satya Sai Village Integrated Program and tell me what are the future plans for this program?
Yeah, Swami has given 212 wells water. Out of that, as of now, you have covered first phase, 25 villages, and the 25 villages now we are covering, and we are planning to cover all 212 villages in the next 5 years. So what Swami said is, you cover everybody, you help everybody. So we are planning to reach each and every tribal in due course of time. That what is the main prime agenda of this project.
Gentlemen, would anybody like to comment on the success stories? I've heard that you took a bunch of people to Puta Party. Anybody want to tell me about that?
Right. After we started the village integrated program in these 25 first phase SSSVAP villages, we had the very good opportunity of taking these tribal population to Puttaparthi. The first visit happened in 2009, and it was completely a blessing of Swami, because Swami himself gave this opportunity of bringing the tribals who had been receiving our service activities. In how we took them, about 1,000 tribals were taken in the first phase in 2009, and most of these tribals by then, they were trained in singing bhajans, and a whole lot of cultural activities were planned. Sevadal from our organization had trained the tribal members in putting up performances, cultural performances before Swami in Sai Kulwant Hall. And Swami was completely taken by lots of emotion during those cultural activities. And it was really great to see the tribals performing with lots of reverence before Swami. And after the 2009 visit, again, it was a great blessing from Swami that Swami had again invited to bring these tribal villagers to Puttaparthi in 2010. And the 2010 visit again was a great success with a lot of other activities following along with the Puttaparthi Yatra. A kind of a exhibition was set up with all the tribal produce which was brought about by agricultural training that was given as part of the SSS VAP program, and a lot of souvenirs were exhibited there, like all the service activities, what all we had done over the past 1.5 years by then, they were all exhibited in Puttaparthi near the South Indian canteen, and a lot of people had an opportunity of actually knowing about this program and what we had been doing in the program. And the two Parthi Yatras of the tribals, they had been a grand success.
You mentioned a lady that Swami materialized something for.
Right. There's one particular lady from a village called Vetukuru. She had really picked up rendering Swami's bhajans. She was very actively involved in training other women folk from her villages, and she was actively involved in conducting bhajan sessions in her village. And as part of the Parthi Yatra also, she had sung lots of songs in the Divine Presence, and for her devotion, Swami had materialized a golden chain with his image on it, and he presented it himself to the woman.
Now, Naresh, you are with us on this trip, and you were in the village today with us. Do you have some observations about some of the things that you saw in these villagers?
Yes, to take it back, we started our journey on the 26th of January, and we've been traveling since then, all through the southern stages, states of India, to so many nooks and corners, having witnessed so many wonderful service activities. You know, I could attempt to describe or praise these activities, but I think it's beyond me to praise them. It's pure magic in action. When Swami was in his form, he would perform miracles, but now I see his miracles being performed by these men in white. They go out there serving humanity. And somewhere it makes me realize that Swami, when he said that your lies will be my message, I'm seeing that coming true. This has just been a soul-cleansing, spectacular journey so far. And this coming from a person who's been a Sevadal for 10 years, I've been participating in service activities. But what I've seen here in so many villages and the remote corners with Adivasis, it's just unbelievable.
In particular, you want to tell us about what you saw this morning in Vishakhapatnam.
Yes, we were in Vishakhapatnam, and there are these youths over there who, what they do is they gather together on a Sunday morning, no less, where most of us like to take it easy and spend our day free, you know, doing our own things. They use these Sunday mornings gathering together at 8 p.m. a bunch of them in the mental hospital and a bunch of them by the railway stations, and they let me start with the mental hospital first. These guys go to the mental hospital, they go amongst the wards of the both men and the men in the men ward, the female in the female ward. They clean up, they bathe all the mental patients over there, they cut their nails, provide them hot food. One of the Sevadals mentioned to me that the food provided to them by the hospital, you couldn't even smell it, forget eating it. And these patients look forward to the youth coming, and the moment they see these men in white, they start saying Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram in joy. And they're served good hot food every Sunday. And it was a beautiful thing to watch. It was unbelievable. And then there were some other youth who, by the railway station, Vishakhapatnam railway station, they identified the poor people over there and some people who were lost or homeless or didn't have any means to stay somewhere and all. They identified such people, brought them to a very quiet place. There was no building or such. Some Sai youth, they just gather these people together. They boil water, heat it up, heat water up first, and then they give them a bath. They shave them, apply medicine to their bodies wherever needed. They cut their nails, give them new clothes, they feed them, and they send them back. And all this done so quietly, you know, without anybody noticing. There's some boys in white and with their scarves on, doing Swami's work this way, incognito. It was amazing to watch. It was unbelievable.
And you know, this is a village, tribal village that we saw today is not the first one that we've seen. We saw others in Kerala. Can you give me some comments on what service, what you think about this tribal service?
Gene, why don't I ask that question to you? You being somebody from the West, you've come here, you've seen this activity happening, especially the tribal thing. It must have been a unique experience for you as well. Why don't you describe it for us?
Well, I think it was truly wonderful in all these areas. I found that to be some of the best service that I've seen in India. For the people to go, and these young adults especially, go climbing up these hills, carrying the one medical camp that we saw in Kerala, they had to climb the hill with all the medical supplies and buckets of food. You and I had a difficult time just climbing up there with the little camera, and they went all the way up the hill with these huge containers of food and tables and medical supplies and everything to climb up this huge hill in this remote area in Kerala with the doctor who was seeing these people doing a medical camp. Suresh, I'm sure you're doing the same sort of thing. You were telling me that many areas that you have to walk into. What's amazing to me is, being a lazy American and knowing a lot of other lazy Americans, how you could be so inspired to go do this. And I think what it is that Swami transforms us into the type of person that gets joy from doing this. Many of us get joy from going to a party or going to a movie or something. And the side devotees get joy from going, climbing up a hill and giving medical treatment and fresh food and clothing to people in the tribal areas or people on the street or people in a mental hospital. And to me, that's what Swami's done. That's his miracle. He's taken these people and transformed us into the kind of people that want to do this sort of service. Do you feel that way, Suresh?
Yes, certainly, because I think this is all what we do to, in a way, to please Swami. Because Swami wanted individuals of a very high standard. And earlier he used to say that my life is my message. He wanted to exemplify. He had lived a life to create an example. And later, he started saying that your life should be my message. So he wanted all of us to be transformed into individuals how he would expect us to be. So having received his blessings and his instructions, I think all the Sevadal who are inspired by Swami, they do whatever they do not to please others or to help others. It's mostly to help themselves. I think in the process we are doing more good to ourselves, because that is the way of personal transformation. I feel that there's a little bit of a selfishness in this as well. Of course, Swami says no service should be rendered with a selfish motto. But I think we all do this for a kind of a personal transformation, and that way to lead a life of spirituality what Swami has expected out of us.
To me, the miracle is this: traveling into such remote areas, and you're traveling so far, and going up into the mountains to treat these people. But I guess that's what you've discovered. You were telling me earlier about how you found these people. You actually determined which villages to go to and things like that. How did you, first of all, why did you decide to go into the tribal areas? And then how did you find these people? Tell me a little bit about that.
The initial instruction what we received was directly through Swami. Swami had instructed us through our All India President, Sri Srinivasan, that the first phase of SSS VIP should be taken up in the tribal villages. As we had discussed earlier, Swami felt that development should not stop just by providing drinking water. And a kind of a holistic development should be brought about, and all these villages should be covered. So once we received that instruction from Swami, we set about. By then, already our Sevadal were experienced, and East Godavari Sai Seva organization was already experienced in conducting lots of medical camps in these villages. So already we had an understanding as to where these villages were, what villages were having particular kind of needs, and which of these villages would be a good point to render the SSS VIP services. So since we already had a little bit of an idea, because by virtue of the medical camps which were being conducted already, we could actually see which villages we have to go and serve. Before selecting these 25 villages, we had actually surveyed 113 villages in which we had conducted medical camps earlier in few, and neighboring villages of those villages in which we conducted medical camps. And after surveying the 113 villages, we selected the villages based on the need, and also we took accessibility as another primary reason why we should select these, because we were of the opinion that to ground the project in a fashion which should encourage the Sevadal, accessibility, of course, most of these villages were not too much accessible, but we selected in a way villages which were relatively better accessible than the rest, because we first wanted to have a good grounding, then to take off and slowly extend our services to even the more remotest part of the villages.
Radio Sai listeners, we are in traveling on a dark road, coming back from the tribal areas in Andhra Pradesh, riding in a car after seeing some wonderful service today. We will give you further reports on the road as we travel throughout India and see these wonderful Sai service projects being performed by very dedicated devotees. And we thank you for listening. Sai Ram.
Ekunkar Satna Karta Purak Nirpar Nirvair Akal Murat Arjuni Sevam Guru Parsad Jap Aad Sach Jugaad Sach Hai Bhi Sach Nanak Ho Si Bhi Sach.
salvation through all your prayers.
And now we listen to all your prayers.
Don't doubt for a minute that this is not true.
Don't doubt for a minute that this is not true.
For thy love is children and cares for.